A workshop taking place this week on the University of Illinois Urbana campus aims to change the way research is done on Native American and Indigenous people. It's called the Summer Internship for Indigenous People in Genomics, or SING, workshop. The organizers say the goal is to train Indigenous scientists and members of their communities in genomics and help ensure genomics research is done in a way that benefits Indigenous people. To learn more, Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman spoke with two of the organizers, U of I anthropology professor Ripon Molly and Vanderbilt PhD student Crystal Sowy.
Ripon, can you talk a little bit about what are some of the ways that anthropology research with Indigenous communities has led to injustices or even abuses of Indigenous people in the past?
Right. So there's a long history about anthropologists and scientists going to Indigenous communities, getting what they need, leaving, and never coming back. And I learned early on that that was the norm in science and anthropology up until recently. And so I wanted to make sure that I did not follow that same path. And so I now go to communities and work with the communities to figure out what they want to study as well as what we want to study and basically partner with them. And after collecting what I need with DNA samples, come back, get results here in the lab, and then I go back annually to report the results to the community and figure out the next steps.
I'd like to hear both of you talk a little bit about what you see as the benefits for Indigenous people themselves, and you mentioned going to the community and finding out what their needs and concerns are. How do you make sure that what you're doing is going to be a benefit to the people who are like your research subjects?
So right now I have partnerships with a few Indigenous communities in California, Alaska, and British Columbia. Each one of them have different interests on how they want to use DNA as a tool. And so in British Columbia, for example, we're extracting DNA from ancestors from skeletal remains to show genetic links between living community members and ancestors. And they want to use that information in treaty negotiations that they are currently undergoing.
And what about you, Crystal?
Well, I actually work in a number of different tribal communities. Another community I work with is in South Dakota. And a large concern about the community that I work with there is also the environmental component of disease. And I think that too often, especially in today's era of big data, we always like look at the genetic factors and also any health descriptors that we can pull from clinical data. And then that pretty much is the limit of our view and understanding of the health status of American Indians in general, which is not accurate. We live in our communities. We engage with our environment around us. And all of these health disparities and, you know, disparities in resources affect our health status. And it's actually the community members that inform us about the health of their community. And it's able to enrich our understanding and give us a better way to improve the health outcomes of the individuals living there.
You're Indigenous yourself as part of the Navajo. And how does that affect the way you approach this kind of research with the Indigenous communities that you work with?
Well, being an Indigenous scientist, I feel compelled to act as a proponent and also basically trying to mediate their concerns with the interests of the scientific community as a whole. And I feel very compelled to be that sort of supportive activist role in ensuring that genomics research is equitable within our communities, to ensure that genomics research that involves Indigenous peoples will actually benefit us, as opposed to just using us as subjects as we have in the past.